The overthrow of Saddam Hussein and his regime has left Iraq without a government. As part of its plan to rebuild the country, the United States is planning to install an interim administration until elections can be held. One organization expected to play a prominent role in the interim government is the exiled opposition group, the Iraqi National Congress, which has just arrived in Baghdad. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
For just over a decade, members of the Iraqi National Congress, or the INC, have sat in London, waiting and planning for the time when they could safely return to Baghdad. That happened this week when INC representatives opened their temporary headquarters at the Iraqi Hunt Club, a favorite haunt of Saddam Hussein's eldest son, Uday. Pictures, presumably of Saddam, have been stripped off the club walls. Now the building is adorned with portraits of Ahmed Chalabi, the leader of the INC. In his first public appearance in Baghdad, Chalabi outlined the INC's plans.
The first stage is the reconstruction of basic services done by Jay Gardner, who has been appointed by President Bush for this purpose. I expect this stage to take a few weeks. Then the Iraqi interim authority will be formed by Iraqis, and it will consist of Iraqis only.
And that is what Chalabi has been waiting for. The INC has strong support from the Pentagon, and Chalabi has been widely tipped to lead a new Iraqi government. But in the absence of a functioning administration, there is a power struggle underway, even within the INC itself. It's a notoriously fractious organization, and now some members are striking out on their own to stake a claim in running a newly liberated Iraq. At another club in central Baghdad, dozens of men gather around a slight man dressed in an elegant gray suit. Mohammed al-Zubaydi, another member of the INC, is organizing people to get essential services, electricity, water, and police, up and running in Baghdad. Zubaydi says he was appointed mayor of Baghdad by an influential group of people.
There were presence of the Iraqi public here, the religious leaders and tribal leaders and law enforcement. They expressed their support and they elect council.
But few people knew that Zubaydi had been anointed mayor, including many other members of the INC, who said they haven't met him and are unaware of what he's doing in Baghdad. On the other hand, many religious leaders say they have heard of Zubaydi, but don't want anything to do with him or his organization. More than 30,000 men turned out for Friday prayers today at the Hekmar Mosque in Saddam City, a poor neighborhood in northeast Baghdad. In the absence of a viable civil administration, the mosques are also trying to form a government. Sheikh Halim al-Fatlawi says that Iraqis don't need the help of American-appointed authorities.
We have no idea about any administration, any civil administration, and we have no relation with that. We get our duties from the Iraqi people, and we have our direction from the higher religious people.
The INC's Chalabi says that he wants Iraqis and not Americans to run the country. But he wants a constitution that would limit the influence of the clerics in an effort to prevent fundamentalism like in neighboring Iran. Jabir al-Rubai, a laundry worker, says it's important that Iraq become a liberal country and may need America's help to do that.
We need a government representative of our country. We don't like the religious men. In my opinion, America must accomplish a government now. And then, when 1 year or 2 years, we can vote for a new government.
In the power vacuum that has engulfed Iraq, a great many and very different forces will be vying to put their stamp on the country. And America will have to be very careful as it picks its way through these competing parties. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Baghdad.